Good morning. Yes, it is morning, 10:32 a.m. Saturday, December the 10th, 2016. Yay. Okay. Put that back in my pocket. Get my gloves on. Get my glove on. I only took one off. It's disgusting out this morning. It's a horrible morning. 24-ish, 25-ish, somewhere, mid-20s. Overcast, damp. It's just a light breeze blowing every time it blows. It cuts. It's almost damp enough for freezing fog. It's quite a disgusting morning. And yet, here I am. 2 days in a row. The only reason I would have for not coming out today would be laziness. I almost didn't. I was almost lazy. But if I'm going to build my string back up, I got to do it one day at a time. There's a lot to be said for keeping habits. I've been lax on my writing habit. I've got a bunch of things that I've got to do today that involve writing, not the least of which is trying to put 3 hours in on the work in progress to Fire Called. But what I have to do is, either today or tomorrow, I have to write a review for Monday. I have to write a couple of articles, one for blog and one for the newsletter for Rocky Mountain Fiction Writers. For January, the new beginning, a new hope. I don't know what I'm going to talk about. The thing that everybody wants to know is, how do you get an audience? And the answer is one person at a time, which is not the answer they want, because that's what they're doing.
Next
month.
January 12th? I think so. I'll have to look it up.
Maybe that's the subject matter. Maybe that's what I'll write about. This month I wrote for celebration for the blog, celebrating what the Rocky Mountain Fiction Writers has done for me over the last year, and putting in a heavy plug for You Get Out What You Put In. And I really have stepped way out of my comfort zone this year in terms of participation with Rocky Mountain Fiction Writers. I also need to come up with a workshop for next September. A Field Guide to Amazon was very popular, and Mark Stevens keeps replaying the interview I did afterwards, talking about Amazon and things that happened in Amazon. So the call for proposals opens up in January. It'll run for a couple of months, but I need to start thinking about what are the topics that need to be addressed. I wonder how I tweak the 10th anniversary of Ishmael Hwang. One of the things that people are interested in when they find out that I'm a full-time self-published author is that They want to know how to do it. They want to know how to get enough people, how to get enough work, how to get enough income. And they don't really like the answers. And the truth is, the reality that I have to admit is that not everybody will. Not everybody can. There are a lot of people who have decent chops, but no stories. I think it's one of the reasons that I've always wanted a theme before I begun. After I get through the first couple of books, having a theme to shape what the book is going to be about has been very helpful. It may be one of the reasons that I'm having trouble with this next Ishmael Huang book, is that I don't really have a theme. In Ashes Born had a theme about resilience, about getting up after you've been knocked down. And he started that process, but he hasn't finished it. And I think part of what has to happen in this book is that he has to get closer. And I'm pretty sure that's about what is about to happen. Words in the right order make such a big difference. Oh God, that's cold. Jesus. Mercy day, that is cold. Okay, I gotta put the hood back up. I took it down because it was noisy, but the coal is just eating through that fleece hoodie. I'm basically warm enough, except for certain extremities. So I have a half a theme for fire. I don't have any kind of theme for Suicide Run. I did get it set up in NaNoWriMo with a cover and a little tagline, and that was about it. I never did get back to it. So the clouds are quite lovely. They're quite spectacular this morning. There's no blue sky. Well, there is a little bit off to the west and southwest. But there are great plates of clouds, some dark, some fairly light, and a lot of high thin clouds between that are obscuring the blue sky. But I know it's up there. It's one of the exercises in my meditation, the picturing the blue sky above the clouds, the stillness that I know is there. I've ridden in airplanes above the clouds and seen the blue sky. I know it's there. And so the challenge is to be mindful. The challenge is when you're doing the exercises to to, not to clear your mind, because you can't actually do that, but to not chase the thoughts that interpose themselves between you and the blue sky, the clarity, the quiet. Monk post. The right one this time. Or in this case, the left one, because I would buy it on the right side. Anyway, so I'm really working hard to be in the moment. I'm working hard to be where I am right now. And so at the moment, I am trying not to slip. I am paying attention to where my feet fall. I'm paying attention to the dogs behind the fence, the cars in the street, the cold on my face. I have no Febreze. Oh, I said no Febreze. There it is right there. Somebody's doing laundry. The heady aroma of dryer sheets. Come along, come along, come along, come along, come along. I'm not going till you do. Yes, I know I have the right of way. You have a car. It's just a whiff. It must be somebody a few houses back here in the neighborhood. You don't smell any wood smoke. That's unusual. I would have thought today would have been a good day for people who have fireplaces to torch them up. The trees are bare. There's still a couple of trees down in the park that have leaves on them. I don't know how. I don't know how, what mechanic that is that makes that work. The sidewalks are, for the most part, clear. There's still the shaded portion coming east on West 20th that is very treacherous. It's less treacherous today than it was yesterday. Some of the packed down snow melted off yesterday afternoon. left a little crust of ice, which made it just a little tricky, but not terrible. Off we go. That's a herd of kids. Well, it's Saturday, that's why. It's also, what, almost 11. Wonder if they're heading for Burger King for lunch or something. Doesn't get any warmer, dude. Guy out in a sweatshirt. He's got headphones on. It's probably helping keep his ears warm, but the rest of him has got to be freezing. I mean, I'm in my parka with long johns and a fleece shirt, and I'm chilly. I'm almost back. The field is all brown and gold. There's little hummocks of grass sticking up through the snow. Oh, this is the slanted driveways. They have a little incline on them so that they're people aren't riding in over the curb. But pack of snow down on them, and then what you're left with is an ice covered hill. Treacherous. Highly treacherous. So yeah, here I am. I'm almost back. My mustache is frozen. My beard is frozen. I'll be dripping for an hour as it thaws out. Here we go. And here I am at the back gate. Tomorrow's another day. And with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.